Unemployment stands at 6.7%, with more than a million people no longer receiving jobless benefits. Protracted aid for the unemployed is counterproductive, according to Republican Senator John Cornyn.
We need to help people not maintain their dependency on a government benefit in perpetuity, but to liberate them from that dependency, to help them regain their self-respect and sense of dignity by finding work and providing for themselves and their families.
But jobs remain scarce, and many Americans still need assistance, says Democratic Senator Edward Markey.
People who are offered a job will take a job. The jobs are not there. It is not the fault of these families. It is not the fault of these job seekers. We should not be punishing them.
Democrats initially proposed an emergency 3-month extension of jobless benefits. Republicans demanded federal spending cuts to offset the costs. Republican Senator Jeff Sessions.
So the unemployment bill that's before us today makes no attempt whatsoever to find spending reductions in other areas of this monstrosity of a government, but borrows every penny of it.
Senate Democrats responded with a plan that does not increase the deficit, but extends jobless benefits for nearly a year. Republicans sought to amend the bill and complained when majority Democrats blocked them. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Because if Democrats truly want to get anything done this year, they're going to have to learn how to work with us.
Republicans are wasting precious time while Americans suffer economic hardship, according to Democratic Senator Jack Reed.
Every week, 70,000 more Americans lose this support. We're going to see this number grow and grow and grow and grow while we talk and talk and talk and talk.
The bill needs the backing of at least 5 Republicans to advance to a final vote. Late last week, Majority Leader Harry Reid promised debate on some amendments, but accused Republicans of a double standard on jobless benefits.
President Bush extended emergency unemployment insurance 5 times. Not one of these 5 times was there a whimper from my Republican colleagues or certainly the Democratic senators here that it should be paid for.
The bill would need to pass the Senate and the Republican-led House before President Barack Obama could sign it into law. Also this week, President Obama is expected to address recommendations for reforming U.S. surveillance programs exposed by fugitive former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.